Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Matthias Kiwanuka joining us this afternoon. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
Again, this is a show for the fans, Big Blue Nation. So we welcome you to call in, 201-939-4513. First and foremost, I know new baby.
Yeah.
And so this was your first Christmas with your new...
This was our first
right?
Christmas, yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. It's exciting. You know, you see the development of a young child, and now she's, you know, anticipating more things, and she gets it.
Fantastic. And, of course, heading into 2013, big plans for New Year's?
Yeah, we're still working it out right now. I mean, it's been a great year, so we have to cap it off in the right way.
All right, well, let's talk about the year. You guys are about to face the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. your last regular season game opponent, but the past 2 weeks have been pretty rough for you guys, mm-hmm. Kiwi. Kind of break it down for the fans. What has gone wrong with this team the past 2 weeks?
I mean, there's no doubt that we've had a lot of missteps. There have been some miscues, you know, offensive, defensively, and on special teams. I like to say, you know, the good thing is we have one more week to rebound and to play for ourselves, to play with pride, and to go out there and show what we can do. But, you know, the past couple weeks have been tough. There's enough blame to go around, basically.
Is there one thing you could put your finger on and say, well, if we could do it over again, this is what we would have changed, this is what you would have liked to have done differently?
I think just the intensity, coming out with the passion that we're known for, coming out with that desire and that willingness to sell out and do everything, no matter how the other side of the ball is playing.
All right, so talk about where this team is mentally this week, in that locker room, at practice. Mm-hmm. Your playoff hopes are still alive. Mm-hmm. Talk about what this week has been like for you.
I think that's where our focus is right now. I mean, no doubt it was a tough loss. We had to come in and take the corrections and humble ourselves. But we moved on from that. And the main thing, like I said, is that, you know, we have one more opportunity to go out there and to end the season on a great note. And, you know, if we do our job and things fall the way that we need them to, then we could end up in the playoffs, which is the good thing.
One thing I do hear about head coach Tom Coughlin is that his speeches to his players are phenomenal. What has been his message this week? What does he relay to his players this week?
The main thing is pride. You know, obviously a number of things have to happen, but the first thing is what we can control is going out there and getting a win and doing it in a fashion that we can be proud of at the end of the game. So he's definitely a passionate guy. We know that he loves football as much as everybody else out here. So, we take it to heart.
Now, you talked about each week it seems like the questions in the locker room are the same. You guys are still in control of your own destiny. Mm-hmm. This week, though, it is different. Mm-hmm. You need some help from some NFC allies, the Detroit Lions being one of them, the Green Bay Packers, and then Sunday night, probably the first time ever, you're rooting for the Washington Redskins. Are you going to be scoreboard watching on Sunday?
I honestly don't. You know, even during the course of the season when the scores are up there, you know, it's you get so focused and tuned into the game that you don't want to, you know, make a misstep or, you know, miscue because you're not, you know, focused or not paying attention to it. And I don't think that anybody out there would be doing that at all just because of the way the last couple weeks have gone. We all want to go out there and give our best, and regardless of what the situation is, we're still going to go 100%.
All right, we're going to take our calls. 201-939-4513 is the phone number to get on with Kiwi. Let's start with Deshaun calling in from New Jersey. Deshaun, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Kiwi. What's your question?
Hey, I was calling to see what was good with the Giants defense as of the last 2 weeks.
There's no doubt that we haven't been the defense that we're supposed to be, that we know we can be. But, you know, I just say that, you know, look forward to this week because we'll get it done.
Let's talk about the defensive line. I'm sure that you've been asked this time and time again this week. I think because there were such huge expectations for you guys going in, because you guys were arguably the best defensive line in the NFL.
There's no doubt.
So what has gone wrong? What has been so different this season than last, Kiwi?
There have been a number of things. I mean, you can look at and make excuses. I mean, a guy like JPP who just, you know, got voted to the Pro Bowl, I mean, he was voted there for a reason. But, teams are paying a lot more attention to him, you know. And, And so across the line, we all had to do our job to step up to get more pressure. If one person is being focused on or being targeted, then we all got to step up and do our job. So I think it's it's a group effort. We can't look to one person to get it done. But, you know, like I said, we will this week.
I know Perry Fuel, he utilizes you're kind of like a hybrid, I like to call it, linebacker, defensive line. Mm-hmm. Which position do you enjoy playing more? Is there one?
Yeah, no, I'm a defensive end by trade. You know, I've done for years, I've done what's asked of me. I think I've made a living doing, you know, little things that, you know, the guys don't necessarily want to do. You know, I'm proud of that. But, you know, if I had to pick, I'd definitely be a defensive end.
Now, has Perry Fuel, has he done anything differently this season? Has he had to do anything differently this season in regard to your defensive schemes?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, an ever-evolving concept, you know, because we have a number of guys who have the ability to do different things. You have Jaquan Williams, you have Antrell Roll, O.C. Umenyor, like, you know, guys who are asked to do things that, you know, maybe they wouldn't be asked to on another team. So I think he does a decent job of trying to get players on the field and put them in the position to make plays.
Let's continue to take calls. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We're going to Utah, Kiwi. Sam's joining us on the show. Sam, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question for Kiwi?
My question is, do you think the Lions can beat the Bears? Because that's like the one game I feel that that we need to win, or that the Bears win. I mean, the Lions win.
Yeah, no, I definitely think they can. Yeah, I'm staying optimistic. And hoping that everything falls in our place, and, you know, but at the same time, I'm focused on us doing our job. But, you know, it's possible. All we got to do is get in. So whatever has to happen, you know, that's what I'm anticipating.
Well, it's pretty interesting the way that it all can possibly play out. Mm-hmm. They're realistic wins for the teams that you need.
Absolutely.
To win, and Detroit being one of them. At home against the Bears, they're, you know, Calvin Johnson is their guy right now. I'm sure that they're trying to, you know, for him to break some more records and whatnot. There are realistic opportunities for you guys.
Oh, it's very real. And that's why I want to be able to, you know, focus so hard on just going out there and doing our part, doing what we have to do, because, you know, nothing would be worse than, you know, everything falling where it was, where it's supposed to be, and then us not completing our task. So for us, it's just about going out there, getting the win, and then, you know, being optimistic about our chances.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. Kiwi in studio. This is Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, and taking your calls. 201-939-4513.
For me, being a leader is all about being a servant, being willing to sacrifice for your teammates, taking away the ego, forgetting about the name on the back of your jersey and focusing on the logo on the side of the helmet, that NY. That's really what leadership is about.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things? Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
When it comes to leadership, I think it's something that has to come naturally. And, you know, you just have to come across with the right message. But at the same time, you can't only talk it, you have to walk it.
Big Blue hits live. Anita Marks here with Matthias Kiwanuka, and of course you. Phone lines are open if you want to get into the show. 201-939-4513. And let's pick it up with Steve calling in from New Jersey. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Anita. How you doing?
Thank you. You're on with Kiwi. You've got a question for him?
Yeah, Kiwi. First off, Merry Christmas. Have a good New Year. That's to the whole team. Secondly, Big Blue fan from Lot J8, and my whole gang will be there for the next game. Also, you think the defense is going to get a little more aggressive this week, pal?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. There's no doubt about it. We're going to be way more aggressive. I think just individually, not just, you know, schematically, but individually, I think everybody is taking it personal that we have to get out there and you know, show what we can do.
It's interesting you use the word individually, because that's been a common theme mm-hmm. in the locker room yesterday and today. Is that something that head coach Tom Coughlin has reiterated to you guys? Play for yourself, play for the pride within yourself for that last game?
Yeah, that's huge. And that's something that, you know, position coaches throughout here have also said, that, you know, whenever you step on that field, I mean, you're playing for your team, yeah, but you're also playing for your family. You know, you're playing for the name on the back of your jersey as well. So, you know, we always want to go out there and put good film on tape. But the main thing is to get a win at the end of the day.
All right, so we know what the Giants' motivation is on Sunday. You're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, and there's some motivation there as well. There's talks that this very well could be Andy Reid's last game. So in players, he's a player's coach. Players love playing for him. Are you anticipating that from the Eagles players?
Definitely. I mean, even without that whole thing going on, you know, it's a rivalry game. It's a divisional game. Like, we understand that we're going to get their best shot, and that's what we're expecting, nothing less. You add to the fact that they've had some, you know, controversy quarterback-wise and all this, and then, you know, their coach, who you said is a player's coach, you know, possibly leaving. You know, everybody who has a coach that they love wants to play hard for them when they're in that situation, because you know that they'd go to bat for you too.
Again, we're going to continue to take your calls, 201-939-4513. You bring up the quarterback, and very interesting, Michael Vick is going to get the start this Sunday against you guys at MetLife Stadium. Talk about the difference between him and Nick Foles. And, you know, again, as well, there's talks that he might not be in Philadelphia next year. This could be his audition to try to be a starting quarterback on another club.
Oh, yeah. We understand he's motivated. And we also understand that, you know, a healthy Michael Vick poses some issues that other quarterbacks don't, which is, you know, escapability. You know, he keeps his eyes down the field a lot more than he used to in the past. So we have to be able to make sure that up front we're pushing the pocket, we're getting in his face, we're making him, you know, move his launch point, but we're keeping him contained. You know, that's the key to stopping a mobile quarterback, is making them do stuff they don't want to do, but keeping them in the pocket.
And let's talk about your run defense. Going up against LeSean McCoy, he was injured, didn't play for a few weeks. We saw Bryce Brown mm-hmm. come on strong, and he actually kind of picked up where McCoy left off, but McCoy's back. Now you got that 1-2 punch with them. Very similar running styles.
Yeah, they seem to have always, since I've been here, they've always had a guy who's kind of like, you know, that jump cutter who has that speed and that
right.
burst. That's another challenge as well. And for us, you know, the motivation is showing that we can stop the run. And so, you know, that's what we'll do.
Talk about Chris Canty and him dealing with a knee issue right now. Spoke to him in the locker room today. Not sure if he's going to get the start on Sunday. A huge hit for you guys on the defensive line, especially against the rushing attack.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, he's a leader. He's a, you know, spiritual guy, but he's a, you know, a fiery guy as well. You know, and to see him go through that kind of stuff, because he is such a good guy, it kind of hurts you a little bit. But, you know, Coach Herms always says, the expectation is for the position and not for the man. So for us, it's about next man up. You know, if another guy's in there, we expect him to be just as stout against the run and to rush the passer like Chris does.
Now, as the Giants, we know, have had some injury issues, the Eagles have as well. No DeSean Jackson, and reports out of Philadelphia today is that Jeremy Maclin injured his knee yesterday and did not practice today. Mm-hmm. But still some weapons that mm-hmm. Michael Vick has to work with. Talk about their passing attack.
I mean, they have speed. They have speed on the outside. I put all my confidence in our corners, you know, led by Corey Webster, a guy who, you know, I think should have been to a couple of Pro Bowls by now. You know, for us, you know, as a defensive lineman, you can affect every phase of the game. If the quarterback doesn't get the chance to throw the ball, the play's done. So that's what, you know, I'm focused on.
Now, also, they do have Brent Celek, but you might be aware of this. I'm sure you are. Your defense have only allowed 3 passing touchdowns to opposing tight ends this season. Were you aware of that?
I didn't know the exact stat. I think.
Well, I'm a fantasy football nut. Only three. But what do you think has what has been the key to that? You guys have been very good against opposing tight ends, and Brent Celek is pretty talented.
We've done a number of different things. I mean, we faced some pretty good tight ends during this season, and I think schematically we've done a number of different things. But if you had to point to one guy, I mean, I think you having a guy like Jaquan Williams on your roster allows you to. To do some different things schematically to put us in good position to, defend those tight ends.
You did mention Corey Webster. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Prince Amukamara and the season that he's having, unfortunately dealing with a hamstring issue right now. Mm-hmm. But first-round draft pick, has dealt with some injuries since he's arrived here, but really has had a great year as well, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, the kid, he's a grown man. but Prince, he's definitely stepped up, and he's become, more of a vocal player, and you can see that the confidence in him is growing, and you see why he was a first-round pick. It's obviously, it's tough to watch a kid or watch somebody go through injuries, but I know he'll bounce back.
Well, hopefully you guys will have him out there on Sunday.
Hopefully.
All right, Kiwi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Happy holidays and
you
good
too.
Luck on Sunday. We're going to make that switch. John Schmelk's going to join me in studio. We're going to say goodbye to Kiwi, but we're going to continue to take your calls. 201-939-4513. But in the meantime, it is the holiday season. Let's take a look at the Giants Jingle Jam event. I'm going to watch this in the break as well. We'll be right back.
We're here tonight, the Jingle Jam. It's a great foundation to help out foster kids around the area. I think we got about 500 kids here today, and I think it's going to be a great evening.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's a great event that the Giants are putting on for 500 foster kids. Getting them out, it's the time of year where you want to give back, and it's a great opportunity because a lot of these guys don't have a lot of these young kids, and it's nice to be able to help them out and give them a little smile on their face this time of year.
You're welcome,
thank you, Mr.
girls.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
We know that so many of them don't have the opportunity to have a real Christmas with their families, so we offer this to them. We bring them here. They have a DJ, photo booth, face painting, autographs. Over the last 8 years, it's been so well received. It's a lot of fun.
Everywhere I think to get to meet the players, greet the players, and this is Christmas time, so the season for giving and try to make an impression on other people's lives that's less fortunate. So it's a big event every year.
It's pretty nice.
Hey, here you go. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Can I get a knuckleball? I'm talking about. Get back.
They obviously have difficult situations, so it's unfortunate, but we try to make them as happy as can be during this holiday season, bringing everybody together tonight to have a lot of fun and hang together, and it's almost as if we're one big family here today.
Happy holidays, Giants fans. Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back, Big Blue Hits Live. Anita Marks, John Schmelk, we have made the switch, but we're going to continue to talk about the Giants-Eagles matchup, and we're going to continue to take your calls. 201-939-4513, and as always, John, let's rewind and get a good grip of practice. Who's practicing, who's not, who's healthy, who's not, where do we stand?
Well, Prince Amukamara appeared to have a bit of a setback today, and that's really the biggest news that the Giant fans have to worry about. Odds are he's not going to be able to go. Remember, though, he didn't really play much last week against Baltimore. I think he played four plays in the entire game. David Boss didn't practice, but you know what? He didn't practice last week. He'll probably go anyway, and Chris Canty sat out, too. He's still trying to get back from that knee.
Now, as I shared with Matthias Kiwanuka, Jeremy Maclin, wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, injured his knee yesterday in practice, did not go today. So, and they don't have DeSean Jackson, so that bodes well for the Giants, right?
Yeah, Macklin's a legit number one wide receiver, right. So obviously his absence is going to hurt. But Riley Cooper, since DeSean Jackson's been out, has done an excellent job, and Jason Avanna is a receiver that can really start on a lot of teams in the NFL. He's more proficient in the slot. Both guys bigger, more position-type wide receivers, but they are good players, so the Giants' secondary will still have to know where they are at all times.
All right, let's talk about the playoff scenario. Touched on it with Kiwi just for a hot second, but you can kind of break it down probably better than any of us can. So take us there.
All right, four things have to happen if the Giants want to make it into the playoffs. Number one, the Giants have to win. That's the easy one. Then it gets a little trickier. The Vikings must lose at home against the Green Bay Packers. The Bears must go into Detroit and lose to the Detroit Lions. And then the big one, Sunday Night Football, final game of the NFL regular season. The Redskins must defeat the Dallas Cowboys at home. That would make the Redskins a division winner. The Seahawks, the first wild card team. And finally, the Giants, the final wild card team, which means they'll probably have to go to Seattle or San Francisco, depending on which team wins that division in the first round of the playoffs.
All right, so we took a caller earlier on the show, and he said the Detroit game is the one game that he's most worried about. I'm going to put you on the hot seat. What is the one game you're most worried about?
Well, the Packers are playing well, and they're still playing for that first round bye. So I think they'll play well in Minnesota. But remember, the Vikings have been very good recently, and Adrian Peterson has been literally unstoppable. No one's been able to slow him down, so I wouldn't count the Vikings out, but the Packers are a better football team. The Lions are at home, but they have 4 wins this season. They are a turnover waiting to happen. What does the Bear defense do well? They turn people over. So I think that's a dangerous game, and quite frankly, I think the Redskin-Cowboy game is a bit of a toss-up. Both those teams have played extremely well down the stretch. The Cowboys lost in overtime to New Orleans last week, and the Redskins were one play away from losing to the Eagles. If Nick Foles doesn't have a broken hand, he probably doesn't underthrow Jeremy Maclin by that yard on that final drive, and the Eagles might very well send that game into overtime. So I think all 3 games could go the Giants' way, but the odds of all 3 going that way probably aren't the best.
We're going to continue to take your calls. Again, 201-939-4513. John, what has been the feel of the Giants' locker room this week?
You know what? The guys are just worried about playing better. You ask them about the playoffs, they don't even want to talk about it. Talk about the other teams. Talk about the scoreboard. They know how poorly they played the last 2 weeks. Their only focus is playing better football, try to win this game, and whatever happens, happens.
But probably for the past 3 weeks, the New York media have really been talking to the players about flipping that switch. Turn this on. This team plays so well with their backs to the wall, but we haven't seen it. What is going to make it different this week?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, does anybody know, really? If I knew the answer to that question, I'd be making a lot more money than I am right now. I'd be working upstairs and not be on this show right now. It's really a mystery. This team's been so up and down. I don't know what team's going to show up this week.
All right, so then let's ask this. Then what do you feel the team has done wrong the past 2 weeks, then? What do you feel they need to correct to do differently heading into this game? Maybe that's...
The Giants' best players have to make plays. Okay. I really think it's that simple. Eli Manning's the leader of their offense. He's played downright poorly for 2 straight weeks. Their best players on defense, their defensive linemen, have to get after the quarterback. No sacks the past 2 weeks. In the last 6 games, JPP, Tuck, and Olsi have 2 combined sacks. 2! Somebody's going to go out there and make a play. Perryfield said it today. The defensive players are in position to make plays. Nobody's making them, and the same can be said for guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, just a very different feel from last year when we know they needed to beat the Jets and the Cowboys to get in, and sure enough, they did. So
winning solves everything, and they're not doing a whole lot of winning.
Fingers are crossed for this Sunday. We still have more coming your way, and we're going to continue to take your calls. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
Love for the game is just a deep passion of football that I have. Been playing this game for so long now, you know, just putting my heart into it and bringing all the passion into it is what I try to do.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10.
Or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
To me, leadership isn't about what you say. It's not necessarily about what you do either. It's about how you do it. A lot of young guys watching me in every move that I make, and you know, you just got to go out there and do your job. That's what I feel as though leadership is about.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmoke, and of course, you taking your calls. 201-939-4513. And John, we kick it off in New Jersey with James. James, welcome to the show. James,
what's up,
you there?
James, go ahead, pal.
Yeah, I'm there.
What's on your mind today, man?
I wanted to ask, I'm wondering what scheme will you guys use this week against to stop Michael Vick?
Well, you have to play sound defense against the Eagles, and that's, putting Vic aside, their entire offense is based around speed, and the running backs like to do those jump cuts. You have to be disciplined. It's one thing to get to the quarterback. It's another thing to keep him contained and put pressure on him at the same time.
Well, I did want to mention Vic and discuss Vic with you because we know Juquan Williams has not been 100%. He's been dealing with a knee issue. And typically when Perry Fuel and this Giants team goes up against Michael Vick, he likes to use a spy. Had a chance to talk to Will Hill earlier today. He kind of went, he didn't allude to if he was going to be used as a spy. But do you anticipate that? Possibly him or Jerron Hosley using someone with that type of speed to contest Michael Vick?
I'm not sure if it'll be one player necessarily, but I know the defense will certainly be conscious of him. And usually what that means is a lot of zone defense, because once you play a lot of man-to-man, guys have their backs turned, they're running down the field, and all of a sudden, the quarterback has a lot of room to run. So if you play man defense, you have to assign a spy, but if you play a lot of zone, you have guys looking back into the backfield, and in that case, you don't necessarily need to assign one guy to him.
John, let's talk about the Giants offense for a second. And really, a lot of questions I'm sure I get, you get on Twitter all over the place. What's wrong with this offense? You have to be realistic in regard to the injuries that this offense has faced. Hakeem Nicks, Ahmad Bradshaw, and then, of course, with the offensive line.
Hey, look, Bradshaw's been hurt every year, so I have trouble putting him into the equation because he played through injuries all year last year, and they won the Super Bowl. But I think the injury that you really have to put your finger on that summarizes a lot of the problems his offense has had is Hakeem Nicks. He's a guy that was such a big play threat for the Giants last year and made such a difference in so many different games. He clearly has lost a step because of that knee injury. He doesn't have that second, fourth, fifth gear to outrun guys. And without that second big play guy, teams are double teaming Victor Cruz, and there's nobody else on the field that can beat their man one-on-one and make that big play. And Eli Manning, this entire offense, was based on the big play last year. Without that big play, they've seemed to be a little bit lost. So I think if you want to put your finger on one injury that's really cost this team the most, it's Hakeem Nicks.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We go to California. Tom is joining us. Welcome. Tony,
hey,
I'm sorry. Tony, welcome.
Yeah. How you doing?
What's up, Tony?
Well, not much. Hey, my question is this. I just want to know, where does the accountability start? I mean, as a Giants fan, you know, the season is like, you know, a disappointment, you know, for what we had at stake and what could have been. But going forward, I want to know who will make sure that, you know, we don't lay down in the losing efforts like we've done in the past, and where are we headed? Who's going to make sure that we don't put this kind of product out there on the field again?
Well, Tony, that's the responsibility of the front office. That comes down to Jerry Reese, to Tom Coughlin. Once the offseason gets here, to go through what went wrong this year, quote-unquote assign blame, and make appropriate changes to make sure they're a better team next year. Now, I've received a lot of phone calls on our morning call-in show. People want to get rid of coaches. And in my opinion, Anita, this is not a situation where coaching is a problem. This is a player personnel issue. I see guys out there with the opportunity to make plays. Receivers are open. They're not catching the football. Eli Manning has guys open. He's not throwing it accurately. Defensive linemen still have an opportunity to beat their man one-on-one to get to the quarterback. They're not doing it. Last week, one-on-one, Torrey Smith beat Corey Webster. These are players not making plays that are out there, and I think they're going to take a long, hard look at the personnel from top to bottom in the offseason and decide what they're going to do to move forward.
Less than a minute left in the show. As always, we like to get your keys to the game. What are they for Sunday?
One key. The Eagles lose games because they turn the ball over. Second to last in the NFL, minus 22. One game they haven't
lost a turnover battle. That was against the Giants when they won.
Okay.
So you know what? Force the Eagles to turn it over. Don't turn it over yourself. You win the game.
So here's a big game for Stevie Brown as a Ballhawk, right?
You got it.
All right. For Matthias Kiwanuka, Anita Marks, John Schmelk, we thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Keep in mind, it re-airs on Verizon Fios One. Have a great night, everybody.